McLean, frustration, jumping so well. The fence down, talk us through it.
Yeah, it wasn't a fence I was actually too concerned about, but I think it was a little bit of a consequence of Ryan the water. Sapphire has never been the most spectacular water jumper, and she's not too intimidated by it, and a lot of horses this afternoon were jumping in it, and so I really had to ride that strong, and when I pressed up to the green oxer, I maybe had a little more horse than I expected, and I got there too early. I can't really fault her. I was too close to the jump, but she jumped great. She feels as good as yesterday, and we just keep trying to do the best we can each day.
Were you feeling pretty confident coming into the Rolex Stadium today, thinking, rest, we can put a good run together?
Yeah, absolutely. I was confident, but you know, it's a lot of pressure. You know, the team's had a little bit of bad luck today. We had a little bit of four-fall-itis. None of the rubs really fell our way. But that's show jumping, and we were staying close, and we're going to try to turn those fours into clears tomorrow night.
The mood in the camp, medal, obviously that's the target, gold's the target, but feeling more pressure being in front of a home crowd that you want to deliver the goods for them?
I think there's a lot of pressure for us all, not only because of the home crowd, obviously, but expectations within ourselves. But I think all the horses are jumping well, and the two went better today than yesterday, the Laura and Lauren's. And, you know, my horse had a little bad luck, so I think we're right there. It's never an easy-fought battle in these things.
And for you, things to prove in many ways to get a good result here?
Yeah, I proved to myself. You know, the one thing that's not on Sapphire and I's resume is an individual championship. So, of course, we're aiming for that. But, you know, like I said, we got to take it one day at a time.